This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Director General of the World Health Organization berated U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for making what he called untrue and unacceptable allegations, responding to media reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted the WHO was focusing on saving lives, as he lashed out at the comments that British media said Pompeo had made at a closed-door event this week in London. The Times of London reported this week that Pompeo had told a gathering of British lawmakers that he had intelligence suggesting that Tedros had been bought by China's government and that this election as WHO chief in 2017 had led to the death of British nationals. All this comes as COVID-19 deaths and infection rates continue to soar internationally as well as in the United States. There are more than 631,000 deaths globally, and in the U.S. more than 144,000. Infections have skyrocketed to more than 15.4 million globally, and the U.S. hit a new milestone of more than 4 million infections. Three out of four Americans favor requiring people to wear face coverings while outside their homes to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, including a solid majority of Republicans. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for wearing masks is overwhelming among Democrats, while 58% of Republicans say they back such policies. As coronavirus cases rise, about half of Americans now saying that they're extremely or very worried about themselves or family members becoming infected. The poll also finds that about two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how U.S. President Donald Trump has handled the outbreak thus far. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump on Thursday reluctantly dropped his bid to cut Social Security payroll taxes as Republicans stumbled anew in their efforts to unite around a $1 trillion COVID-19 rescue package. That package is supposed to represent an opening bid in talks with top Democrats who want more. The delays came as the administration scrambles to avert the cutoff next week of a $600 per week bonus unemployment benefit that has helped prop up the economy for millions of people thrown out of work since the coronavirus pandemic began. GOP leaders had hoped to roll out their proposal with fanfare Thursday, but now that won't come until next week. President Donald Trump has scrapped plans for a four-night Republican National Convention scheduled for Florida next month, citing a flare-up of the coronavirus. Mr. Trump's formal renomination will go forward in North Carolina. He made the announcement Thursday at the White House. He moved parts of the GOP convention to Florida last month amid a dispute with North Carolina's Democratic leaders over holding an indoor gathering with maskless supporters. But those plans were steadily scaled back as virus cases spiked in Florida and much of the country over the last month. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is alleging that a Chinese researcher accused of visa fraud and concealing ties to the military is now holed up in China's consulate in San Francisco after the U.S. government's order to China to shut the consulate in Houston, Texas. The diplomat crisis sparked by the closing of China's consulate in Houston, Texas, and has now pivoted to California. The FBI says the consulate is harboring the researcher affiliated with the Chinese military. FBI says it believes that a woman, Wang Tang, had served in the Chinese military but claims she did not on her visa application, which they say is fraud. There are espionage concerns. Wang worked at the University of California. The news comes just as the U.S. ordered China's Houston consulate to close to protect American intellectual property and private information without giving specifics. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is saying that the Houston consulate was a central node of the Chinese Communist Party's espionage and influence operations. Bolivia's general election will be pushed back until October 18th as the coronavirus pandemic grips the South American nation, which could fan tensions between the interim conservative government and the Socialist Party of former President Evo Morales. The head of the Electoral Tribunal said that the vote would be postponed from the previously scheduled September 6th date to ensure the safety of voters, with hospitals and cemeteries straining under the impact of the virus. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.